Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now our first call-in, open phone, complete call, complete open phone. Yeah, let's try this again. And now our first open phone segment of 2014. That's what he meant to say. Your New Year's continuing resolutions. So many New Year's resolutions are about making a break with the past or trying something new or different that we decided to invite your calls about the things from 2013 that you want to carry forward into this year. So your 2014 continuing resolutions, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. It's sort of the inverse of the typical resolution. And I know somebody who's doing this at their New Year's Eve party, and people really liked it because it wasn't just, oh, you know, what really stunk about this year, about my behavior this year that I want to change. It was what from 2013 do we hanging out here on New Year's Eve want to continue into the next year? Was there something that started last year that you're excited to build on in 2014? 212-433-9692. We've been taking some of your continuing resolutions on Twitter and Facebook through the morning. For example, Katie tweets, "It's so cliche, but I've been really good about exercising, and I am keeping it up, now working on nutrition." Or in 2013, Eric decided to keep all notifications, lights and beeps and vibes on his phone turned off except for actual calls. So he tweeted us and says it'll definitely be a continuing resolution for him this year. No notifications on his phone except when there's an actual call coming in. On Facebook, Philip says he's going to keep saving money. And Richard posts the ultimate New Year continuing resolution, perhaps. He says, "I made a resolution 7 years ago to never make any more resolutions for the coming New Year. And amazingly, so far, I have kept that resolution." So how about you, your 2014 continuing resolutions, 212-433-WNYC. And we'll give them a listen right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our first open phone segment of 2014, your New Year's continuing resolutions. As we said before the break, so many New Year's resolutions are making a break with the past or trying something new. But I have a friend who was at a New Year's party where they sat around for a while and talked about the things they would like to continue in 2014, and they like doing that. So we're going to let you do that too. What do you want to carry forward from 2013 into this new year? Our lines are full, but these will be short. So as people finish up, you can get in next at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Susan in Yorktown Heights, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian.
What is your continuing resolution?
I lost 35 pounds since August, which was not part of a resolution, and I would like to continue doing that and lose 25 more.
Yes, good luck to you. Kermit in Princeton, Happy New Year. What's your continuing resolution?
Well, you know, last year I decided that I was going to finish working on a project called Tot. It's about the end of Egypt's 18th dynasty, a political intrigue project. It was a film and then adapted into a series, you know, just how you keep moving and moving, trying to make somebody do something with you. And it just started to take seed towards the end of last summer. And now I'm really in the middle of it, and I'm just not going to continue that old pattern of not following through or finishing a project. And that includes the real parable and the story and really being true to the story and having courage and faith in your story.
Are you the kind of person who writes when the inspiration hits you or carves out a schedule and sits down at the typewriter or the keyboard, and even if you don't know what you're going to write, that's your writing time and you're going to find some way to progress?
Well, before I decided that I was going to actually follow through, I'm only going to write when I feel it. Now I sit down and I force myself to get into the zone, as I call it, and I work I'm on my, you know, I'm on my way to my office right now, and I'll work. You know, I work for 2 hours at a time. Then I take a break and I do my science. I'm interested in animal behavior. So I do my research academic stuff that clears my brain. So then I go back and do my academic work again.
Kermit, good luck with it. France in Flanders, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Brian. Happy New Year.
To you. So what is your continuing resolution for 2014?
Well, I started writing a book in early 2013 about sketching every day and trying to fit drawing in our everyday busy lives. And in 2014, I intend to continue sticking to that resolution, which is no matter how busy and how hectic it gets, to always make a few minutes for a quick drawing or a more elaborate drawing, for that matter.
Thank you very much. Good luck with it. Nanine on Staten Island, you have a continuing resolution?
I do. My continuing resolution is to, Happy New Year, by the way.
And to you.
Is to continue limiting my, or monitoring my son's electronic usage. So right now we're up to 3 days of electronic free, and that includes my husband, me, and him. And we're not allowed to have any electronics.
How electronics free is electronics free? Do you watch television? Do you answer your phones? What do you consider electronics free?
We answer our phone. It's basically from, let's say, 7:30 to 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then at night, maybe, you know, depending on what we've done that day, to, you know, really kind of just maybe snuggle up in front of the television for a half an hour television show.
Nanine, thanks a lot. The new definition of going low-tech and electronics-free, watching television, but as a family. Matthew in Tribeca, what's your continuing resolution? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
Good. Continuing resolution is to continue losing weight. I've lost 40 pounds in July.
All right.
Working out pretty much every day. We'll see what the snowstorm brings, but otherwise I think I'm on track. Very excited, and Happy New Year.
Is your goal a weight that you want to get to, or?
Yes.
A date that you want to be at a certain thing by?
Want to be, it's a good question. There's a goal weight, and I think I'm well beyond the possibility of a six-pack, four-pack, or even two-pack.
Thank you very much. Good luck. And Audrey in Huntington, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hey, Audrey, Happy New Year. What's your continuing resolution?
Happy New Year. Well, I lost my job 24 months ago, and I have not been able to find a job since. But what I am continuing to think about all through 2013 and 14 is that things happen for a reason, and I'm staying positive because I know whatever change is coming my way, it's going to happen this year.
Audrey, good luck. How about Laura in Jackson Heights? What's your continuing resolution? Hi, Laura.
Hi. Some community neighbors and I in Jackson Heights decided that there were too many children getting killed in pedestrian traffic deaths, and we came together to form a group called Make Queens Safer. And my continuing resolution is to continue to work on our street safety and to implement Vision Zero for New York City. No more pedestrian traffic deaths.
Are you happy with Bill de Blasio's transportation commissioner appointee to follow in the footsteps of Jeanette Sadiq Khan?
I am so happy with her, and I got to meet her yesterday outside the inauguration. We had a big Support Vision Zero event, and she stopped by. She spent 15 minutes talking with us. She was really interested and engaged, and we were absolutely optimistic that we're going to make movement in this direction.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. Judith on the Upper West Side, what's your continuing resolution? Hi, Judith.
Hi, Happy New Year. I'm going to continue my struggle to help free the political prisoners in this country. I was so happy to be at the Lynn Stewart Airport yesterday. It was just fabulous to be there, and we were all weeping from joy.
Was she, you know, I missed this. Was she released? Did she get that humanitarian release to come home and die out of prison?
She got compassionate release because in the prison, the cancer she had, they weren't treating it right, and she got worse and worse, and she only has 18 months to live. Now, we're going to try to lengthen that. She's going to get some appointments at Sloan Kettering, and her daughter's a doctor, and she's going to be in better hands. But the thing is, all these political prisoners, they didn't harm a fly. Murderers get away free. The political prisoners, all they tried to do was to make the world better. And
Judith, thank you very much. I saw, by the way, that the New York Times editorial page today came out for some kind of plea bargain or something to declare Edward Snowden a whistleblower as opposed to a committer of espionage. Rebecca in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. What's your continuing resolution for 2014?
Hi, that's a hard act to follow, but I have finished writing four novels in the past 4 years and trying to get them published for 4 years. And this year, my continuing resolution is to get one published.
Well, good luck. I hope you do. Now that you've written four novels, I hope you get one of them published. All right. We will end on this. Eli tweets us, "My 2014 continuing resolution is to keep listening to The Brian Lehrer Show, obviously," he says. So we, obviously, have a continuing resolution of our own to make. And that is that we will continue to make The Brian Lehrer Show every weekday in 2014 and keep taking your calls, tweets, comments, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Brian Lehrer, on Facebook at Brian Lehrer WNYC. Post to our comments page whenever you want, 24/7 at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Happy New Year, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.